that's a Pete Carroll defense with a Hall of Fame Mike linebacker. So, you know, glad we did enough to win. Still some things to work on. We're going to take a good look at ourselves this week, get some rest, get ready to go out to San Fran, which is going to be a big one.
So, first two possessions go exceedingly well. And then, did they do anything different? Did they make any halftime adjustments or extraordinary? Was it just not quite just a tick off execution-wise for the offense? What was the deal there, do you think, Ted?
I'm sure they made some adjustments. I mean, that's also a Hall of Fame coach over there. I think probably the main thing, I'll look at the film, they probably went from more of a two-high shell to playing, you know, middle field closed, blitzing a little bit more. They blitzed Bobby quite a bit. But overall, solid performance. I mean, left some things on there in offense, and, you know, we're going to continue to improve, but kudos to the defense. Unbelievable performance. Really proud of these guys. Really, what a relief to get a win, even up our record to 500 going into a week off.
No question. What does it mean to go into the bye at 500?
It means I can go to my dad's game a little bit happier. Yeah.
Enjoy the bye week.
Thank you. Go Knights.
Ted Karras, the man.
I was just going to ask you, you guys did start quick today, though.
Yes. Yeah, we had, you know, we came out executing at a high level, you know, answered a score. They scored first. We answered that and then took the lead going into half. But, you know, this is the NFL. That's a good group over there. I let a guy get loose on a play action, which sucks, but, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, really my main point is defense, unbelievable job. They're the kings of this week, so really, really grateful going into the bye, healthy and evened up.
But the fans always think you should blow everybody out, but this is the NFL. You're not going to do that everywhere.
It's going to be hard to blow the Seattle Seahawks out.
Right.
That's especially with who they have running their organization. I mean, that's a very storied organization that's been good for the last, you know, 20 years. Really, I mean, 15 years. But, you know, that's a great coach, and they have really, really solid players. And their defense is led by a Hall of Fame linebacker who's back in his spot. And just glad we got out of there with a win.
Well, last question. I know you want to shower. Talk about – you already have a deep wide receiver core, Osherboss. Talk about him, what he's added to this team.
Wow, what a week for him, huh? Turns, what, 23, gets his first touchdown. What a great play by Joe, extending that out. That was another play action. You know, we do have – I mean, this – kudos to the people in charge of this organization. They put together a roster of not only incredible talent, but incredible men, and he fits right in, and he's a solid, really, really great person. I'm really happy for him. That's what a fun thing for him to go into birthday bye week with a touchdown ball. So really excited for him.